So the first thing we hear is our... This is based around a G chord and a C chord, but we have to finger it in such a way that we can pick up that melody on the first string. So what I have here is finger two is on my sixth string third fret. Finger three is on my second string third fret. And then finger four, the little finger, is on the first string third fret. And this is what I usually call a G add five, just so we can differentiate between it and a standard G chord where the second string is open. So we have this. Now what you're hearing right there is I'm letting go of the fourth finger, and I'm playing the first string second fret with finger one. I still have finger two on that sixth string third fret, and finger three on the second string third fret. So we wind up with this chord. And then I'll open the first string, and then back to the second fret. The rhythm part in. One more time slowly. So strumming wise, I'm just going down, up, down, up, down, up, down, up. I am muting the fifth string with finger two because I don't want to hear it. And I'm accenting where I want the coming in. So if we were to add in the counting, we'd have 1E and a 2E and a 3E and a 4E and 1E and a 2E and a 3E and a 4E and a. Then we do the same thing, except we bring finger 2 down to the 5th string, 3rd fret. So I want the 4th string deadened. I don't want to hear the 6th string either. But I still want the first two strings doing the same thing we just did with the G chord, except now we're strumming the first five strings. So we do the same thing, except we have a C in the bass now. That's the intro. Then we do that two more times for the verse. So we have our G's. C's. And back to the G's. And the C's. And then the chord progression changes.